I have not tried to hide the fact that I'm garbage at movie trivia and just knowing anything about movies in general. So when Michael Jones texted me the title of this movie, I was a little bit stumped. He joins me in studio now. But Michael, when you first messaged me this, I thought it was Quidditch. I thought at the end of it was Quidditch.
Chappaquidditch? No. No, that your millennialness coming out there loud and clear. No, it's Chappaquiddick. You're obviously not a student of American political history.
Well,
if you were, the word Chappaquiddick might mean something to you.
Okay, wouldn't. My mind wouldn't go straight to Quidditch.
No. Okay. No Harry Potter references at all in this film.
But that's one of the few movies I'm good at.
I'm sorry. Sorry to disappoint you and any Harry Potter fans out there who thought it was Chappaquiddick. No, this is a movie starring Jason Clark, Ed Helms, Jim Gaffigan, Kate Mara, and a withered old-looking Bruce Dern. It's directed by John Curran, who did Tracks a few years ago. Did you catch that film?
Nope.
No, guess not. Anyway, in the early hours of July 18, 1969, whilst the world was captivated by the Apollo 11 mission, Senator Ted Kennedy, brother of John, Robert, and Joe, drove off a bridge on Chappaquiddick Island.
Oh,
yes.
Jeez, okay.
This resulted in the death of his passenger, Mary Jo Kopechne. It was this incident and Kennedy's strange behaviour in the hours and days immediately following the incident that put the kibosh on the very popular senator from Massachusetts ever mounting a serious run for US president.
Yeah, yikes, that doesn't sound great.
Yes, there was certainly a lot of scandal and a lot of controversy about this. Look, if you're coming along to Chappaquiddick expecting the filmmakers to offer a theory or speculate on what actually happened that night, given Ted Kennedy's disappointingly hazy recollection of events, or possibly bald-faced lies, you will come away unsatisfied. This film more or less recounts the facts, or possibly lies again, as reported to the inquest into Mary Jo Kopechne's death in April 1970 by witnesses who say they were there. What will satisfy the discerning viewer is Jason Clarke's portrayal of Edward Kennedy, a deeply flawed man who strived for success but never quite lived up to the success of his three older but dead brothers in the eyes of his father and family patriarch, Joe Kennedy, played by Bruce Dern. Jason Clarke doesn't go full on with the Mayor Quimby style Massachusetts Boston accent, but he doesn't need to. All he really needs to do in this film, which he does very well, is the standard American East Coast one, but just lets his natural Australian accent seep through occasionally to colour the odd word,
oh, cool,
which makes him sound very authentic Boston without, you know, laying it on too thick. He also really nails the Ted Kennedy mannerisms and that born-to-rule sort of arrogance but constantly betrayed by his own self-doubt and self-sabotage. There's also some interesting casting. I mentioned Ed Helms and Jim Gaffigan before. They're two actors known more for comedic roles. In this film, they actually play very, very serious roles. They play Kennedy's closest confidants, attorney and cousin Joe Gargan, and Massachusetts U.S. attorney Paul Markham. Now, they give strong performance as conflicted Ted Kennedy loyalists. They really think it would be best for Ted to, you know, tell the truth. But there's also the Kennedy name and possibly a presidential campaign still to protect. So they are two very conflicted men, and they do it very well. Viewers will also see parallels with today with scandal-afflicted politicians, you know, where the first course of action is usually to bunker down with a whole bunch of lawyers and come up with a strategy rather than just doing the right things. Usually, of course, a strategy results in corruption and or abuse of power. And this is this film is a nice little morality play about that. Ted Kennedy gets some horribly conflicting advice during the last third of this film. And combined with his own impulsiveness, the results are often darkly comic. Jason Clarke as Ted Kennedy wearing a neck brace at Mary Jo Kopechne's funeral is actually quite hilarious.
A sentence I never thought I'd hear.
Look, whilst I found Chappaquiddick fascinating from a historical perspective, because it shines a harsh, uncompromising spotlight on a man and family who were almost considered royalty in the United States, and they were very well loved, there's probably not enough drama in the story to maintain the interest of younger viewers who are less aware of the Kennedy legacy. For them, I guess it'd be more of an uneventful Sunday drive to the library rather than an out-of-control plummet off a bridge into some water. We may have to wait until Joe Gargan and Paul Markham have left this world to get a more dramatic and possibly truthful account of what actually happened on July 18, 1969.
It concerns me that there's not enough drama in a story about someone accidentally, or in quotes accidentally, driving off a cliff.
Well, they didn't drive off a cliff, drove off a bridge.
Oh, drove off a bridge.
Somehow got out of the car and left someone else to drown. Or did they? We don't know. Ooh. We'll never know. Or possibly we will once Joe Gargan and Paul Markham have left this world.
Michael, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.